proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. One of the blessings and struggles of living in Israel today is that almost everywhere you go, you are literally stepping on history. The Jewish attachment to Israel has been something that has been challenged numerous times by those who seek to delegitimize the modern state of Israel. These people claim that the Jewish people have no real history associated with the land and therefore have no legal claim to the land. However, when we look at the overwhelming evidence from archaeology and other resources, these naysayers are confronted with the truth that the Jewish people have had a real heritage in the land of Israel. Another recent find helps us see Jewish history come to light from 2,000 years ago in the small village of En Kerem. En Kerem lies just southwest of Jerusalem in the Judean hills and is the area where tradition says that John the Baptist was born and where Mary met Elizabeth, according to Luke chapter 1. This village has biblical roots that can be traced back to the Middle Bronze Age. It was called Beit HaKerem according to the passages found in Nehemiah chapter 3, as well as in Jeremiah chapter 6. A local spring provided water, especially for the vineyards in the area, giving meaning to the name En Kerem, or literally, Spring of the Vineyard. The spring also is essential as a source of water for the mikvahs in the area. From biblical times, let's now fast forward to today. Recently, a local family was renovating the living room in their home in En Kerem and stumbled upon a very unique find. Underneath a carpet or a special rug, they actually put in two doors that hid and concealed a very special find. Upon opening these doors, we find something more astounding, as in this modern house was actually sitting upon a 2,000-year-old mikveh, or a Jewish ritual cleansing bath. The owners of the house said they purchased the home several years ago and it needed some fixing up. They told the story of the renovation this way, quote, "We started the work getting rid of a layer after layer of flooring and pipes. At some point, while the workers were breaking up the flooring, the jackhammer disappeared. It just plunged downward. Evidently, it had broken through an ancient limestone ceiling of the mikveh. The mikveh was found intact and is quite large, measuring 3.5 meters long, and almost 2.5 meters wide, and almost 2 meters deep. The rock-hewn mikveh was meticulously plastered according to Jewish law. It also included stairs leading to the bottom of the immersion pool, which is the similar style of mikvehs today. Researchers also found pottery vessels and stone jars from the Second Temple period that helped date the mikveh. Another find included burn marks, which points to a time of destruction, perhaps by the Romans during the Jewish revolt. Before this find, there was only a few fragmentary finds, such as graves, olive presses, that linked En Kerem from the time of the Second Temple. The finding of this mikveh, which was believed to be part of a private home, helps confirm the belief that En Kerem was a real village during the time of the Second Temple. The owners of the house said, quote, "Initially, we were uncertain regarding the importance of the find revealed below our house, and we hesitated contacting the Israel Antiquities Authority because of the consequences we believe would be involved in doing so. At the same time, we had a strong feeling that what was situated beneath the floor of our house is a find of historical value, and our sense of civic and public duty clinched it for us. We felt that this find deserves to be seen and properly documented. We contacted the Israel Antiquities Authority at our own initiative in order that they would complete the excavation and the task of documenting the discovery." Now, as we look at the amazing discovery of this mikveh in En Kerem, I think it is important to look at the life and ministry of John the Baptist, who traditionally grew up in this area. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. He called people to repent and to be baptized. The practice of immersion in the mikveh is the Jewish root of the Christian baptism by immersion today. John's baptism was a sign of repentance of sin that pointed to an ultimate redemption by Jesus the Messiah on the cross. Jesus himself fulfilled the law, being, as John said, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. 2,000 years have passed. While baptism does not save, it beautifully illustrates the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. This call is for all to turn to him for salvation. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.